The project that we're working on at home almost ran into its first snag as we're doing an addition to our house. We're adding on to one end of it, adding a couple bedrooms and a bathroom, and so far it's been going great. You know, the way we've had it set up so far, you know, Taryn handles most of the bills and handling, making sure people get paid and things like that. And I kind of liaise with the project manager on the deal is our neighbor and friend, Mike. And he's built a couple houses in our neighborhood, and he's kind of walking us through this and turning us on to the different subcontractors and things like that. And it's interesting, John, because, you know, I mean, I know a little bit about construction, but it's been a long time, you know. And so I'm not familiar with what things cost and with the pandemic and some of the things and the availabilities and things like that, and whether or not this is a busy time for construction guys and what. So it's been going very well, and we've gotten to the point where we're going to start siding the house. And so far, a couple things have maybe cost more than I thought, and some things have cost less. And we get the bid for the siding yesterday. And part of the deal with our house is that it's not a very big house. Even with the addition, it's only 2,000 feet. And we're going to have our little pump house sided, but that doesn't amount to very much. But since we first bought the house, it has a different kind of siding on most of it. Some of the house has not been sided. The part that we added when we first moved into it had not been sided, as we expected this part to come. So if you're following me, part of the house has an existing siding on it. So some of it has to be torn off, and then we're going to side the whole house. So anyways, the siding bid comes in yesterday, and Taryn calls me and says, I think I'm starting to panic. I said, what? And she goes, well, I just got the bid for this, and I don't think we, and you know, some people you pay in cash. Some people you pay, you know, at the end of the job. Some people, you know, you pay directly. Some people go through my, you know, it's, you know, it's kind of a, there's a lot of moving parts in there. And so Taryn says, I get the bid and it's $60,000. And I'm $60,000. I go, that's impossible. That's impossible. She says, no, I talked to the guy 2-3 times. He said it. And that's what it is. And we had talked about siding it before, and the number was probably more than I thought it was, but it wasn't anywhere near that number. And so we start panicking. It's like, well, we don't have that kind of cash.
So this is one of those things that you got to pay like up front or as soon as the job is done, or what?
So you're
not going on an installment plan?
No, it's not like an installment thing. Okay. It's like you pay this thing. And so I'm like, that's impossible. It can't be. And she says, I'm telling you, that's what it is. I mean, how much room do you have? We start having discussions like how much room is on your credit cards. And then like, she's like, I'm going to cash in my Roth and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, just stop panicking. And, you know, she's hard to argue with and stuff because she does not like admitting she's wrong, and she's smarter than me. And so when, you know, and she's kind of got her hand, you know, she's the one handling this end of it. And I'm like, it can't be that much. And I'm thinking, well, maybe it's because of the pandemic or who knows what. But in my mind, I'm thinking, no. And then so I end up, 45 minutes go by of us bouncing back and forth. What are we going to do? And I end up, I'm just going to call Mike and ask him. And so I send Mike a text, the guy that's running the whole project. And he goes, where in the hell did you get that number? I said, I don't know. I got it from Taryn. And he's like, I think somebody put the decimal point in the wrong place. And I'm like, all right, then what's it? And he goes, the whole thing, the whole materials and everything would be about $6,000.
So there's an extra zero there.
For 45 minutes, it is complete. And I'm trying to tell, I knew it wasn't right. 60,000 wasn't right. But she's hard to argue with. And when she gets her heels dug in and she's convinced that that's what the guy said and this, that, and the other thing, I start questioning what I know. You know, I'm like, well, maybe it is that much. You know, I don't know.
But you can pay us $60,000 if you want.
Yeah, I'm sure. But, you know, like I said, some things have cost more than I thought. Some things were a lot less than I thought. But I knew that was completely out of the ballpark. And then when it came down to like, okay, it'll be about a third of that. Because by the time you get the labor and all that other stuff, you know, it may cost close to 20, but it isn't going to be 60.
Well, so it may cost 20.
Oh, it's going to be close to probably 18 to 20, somewhere in there.
All right. Okay.
It's a spendy deal. I mean, you know, I thought we were going to have to take out a bigger loan and stuff. Yeah. I mean, this is like completely screwing my whole numbers out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have an idea what the project should cost, but that was like,
we're
in a lot of trouble. Where
did, who got the figure, how the figure got wrong,
I think it was, I found out that she was talking to him on the phone, and the guy that's, you know, providing the siding, and I think he just said I don't know if he said it was 6,100 or something like that, but she was misunderstanding what he was saying. Or he said 6,000 and she thought he said $60,000.
Okay. So it wasn't a text that was where it was entered wrong, incorrectly.
No, we hadn't gotten to that point. It was just phone calls kind of stuff. But, you know, she went into complete, a panic attack.
All right. Well, to me now, at the end of the day, I'm thinking, oh, wait, you know, for a second there, we planned on this. We were thinking 60,000. Now, all of a sudden, we got an extra 50-some-odd $1,000 we can spend.
Oh, no.
Where are we going to party with that?
We do not have that kind of money. We are putting this together on, the budget that you would think.
Yeah.
Not that budget.
Well, good. I'm glad you got it sorted out.
It is going. I thought it was the first real hiccup of the project so far, but we cleared up that misunderstanding.